The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome back to Q Who. This is episode 221, season 2, episode 21. I'm your host, John Russell, and today we are talking about the new release of a Blu-ray called Doctor Who Am I? And we will get into that. I want to review this. Had a chance to watch it late last night. It just arrived a couple days ago. And it actually, if you don't know what it is, and I really wasn't 100% sure until I actually watched it, I'd seen a little synopsis of it and saw it up for pre-order on Amazon.co.uk a couple months back and pre-ordered it because, you know, anything to do with the Doctor Who TV movie I'm interested in because I really like Paul McGann and have come to appreciate the movie over the years. So I thought, oh, cool, they did a documentary about it, but it's not quite what it is. It's not exactly about the TV movie itself. Actually, it's about the man who wrote the script for the TV movie and his reintroduction to fandom, or his introduction to fandom, through the convention Gallifrey 1, I believe it is, whichever one is up in New York. So they did a documentary about him going to a convention and reconnecting with the fans, or connecting with the fans. I don't know if it's a reconnection as much as it was the first time he decided to actually go to a convention and connect with the fans, because as he states in the documentary itself, he was always afraid that the fans would kill him. You know, they would tear him apart, because the script for the TV movie has never been very popular amongst fans. They have picked it apart since the beginning, but some of us have softened to it over the years. It's not a perfect script by any means, and there are flaws, there are mistakes, the biggest of which that fans still will latch onto is that half-human thing, and for a long time we all thought, oh, well, that was just Fox, because they wanted it to say that. They wanted the series to connect to the fans, you know, they wanted it to be relatable or something. But no, that was actually Matthew Jacobs' idea. So that's kind of interesting to learn. Of course, the fans don't let him off the hook for that, which is also interesting to see. So he goes to this convention and he meets with a lot of fans, and he also meets up with various cast members of the movie and, of course, the producer, Philip Siegel. And we get, you know, all these things and all these people peppered into this 80-minute long documentary. So it's quite interesting. It's actually quite an interesting look at that sort of situation, and to see Matthew Jacobs' introduction to fandom and how they reacted to him. And at times they could be a little hard on him, but for the most part, of course, everybody was quite respectful and kind, so which is cool. So it's a really interesting view. It, you know, 80 minutes is a bit lengthy, but I didn't find myself really bored at all. I thought it was a fascinating viewing, and something that I could have seen on it, like a Blu-ray box set or something. Who knows, maybe it'll end up on the Wilderness Years box set eventually as an extra. It should, if, in my opinion. I think it would work well as an extra on that set if they ever get around to doing it, and I suspect they will sooner or later. So it would be something that would fit in with that. And it's a different take. It wasn't what I expected. I thought somebody was actually doing a documentary and sort of a making of the TV movie, which we've never really had. We've had, you know, we've got little, on the DVD releases, we've got little featurettes and things that Fox put together back in 96, but we never really got a full making of documentary, which I believe Chris Chapman has said that he would love to be able to do one of these days, and hopefully he will get the chance, because when I saw this announced, I thought, oh, what a shame for Chris Chapman, somebody else is doing it. But that's not what it is. That's not what it is at all. So if that's what you think it is, before you buy it, you might want to think about it. It's entertaining. It's interesting. But it's mostly about Matthew Jacobs, the writer. And what I found out within this that I didn't know, and I'm sure there are some Doctor Who fans out there who know the trivia of it, but Matthew Jacobs' father, Anthony Jacobs, actually was in Doctor Who. He was in The Gunfighters as Doc Holliday. I didn't know that. I never knew. And as a matter of fact, as it turns out, Matthew Jacobs was actually on set as a 10-year-old kid when they were filming The Gunfighters way back in the day. So that's pretty fascinating to me. I found the whole documentary pretty interesting, quite fascinating. Really enjoyed the bits where Paul McGann was in there. There was a bit with Eric Roberts and his wife, who were both in the movie, of course. Eric Roberts playing the Master. And we had various other cast members, of course. We had Daphne Ashbrook as Grace Holloway. She was at the convention. And, of course, there was quite a contribution by many of the fans. So that was kind of the thing, was I think Matthew Jacob trying to figure out if he's a fan or if he's a celebrity or, you know, just exactly what his role is now and how he can connect to the fandom and if he wants to connect to the fandom. So that's kind of the question of the documentary, Doctor Who Am I? So it's quite interesting. It's quite an interesting little journey. We've had documentaries on the Blu-ray box sets about writers. This is a little more in depth, and this is centered more around the writer and the fandom, and whether or not he feels like he fits in. So it's quite fascinating take on it. It's quite different than a lot of the documentaries you will find when it comes to Doctor Who stuff. So is it worth the, is it worth the price of admission? I would say overall, yes. I'd rather see it as a DVD or Blu-ray box set extra than have to buy that in itself. But I'm not saying I regret buying it. It was certainly worth it to see it and review it here for you guys. Unless you are a die-hard Doctor Who fan and really love, you know, all things Doctor Who documentaries, or the TV movie, if you're none of those, don't buy it. You might be bored. Some fans might be bored anyway because of the almost 81 minutes runtime. But and there's no, you know, that's it. That's what you get. It's just the documentary. There's no special features to the documentary. So, but it's quite interesting. I think it's an interesting view. As documentaries go, it's quite a unique take. It's quite interesting to take a look into the life and experience of a Doctor Who writer, even one that, you know, is kind of outside of that circle. He's kind of in his own circle because he's an English writer, but he's living in America and he writes for primarily American television and so forth. So, even in that, it's a different take. So if you want something different and you want to kill, you know, 80 minutes of time, it's certainly worth a view, and it's certainly worth the £13 they were asking on Amazon.co.uk, which is probably about $16, $17 or something. With the shipping and all, I think I paid $22, $23, maybe even $24, somewhere in there. So it wasn't too bad. Again, I would prefer it to have been part of a box set or something as just an extra to something else, you know, to you know, an episode or something. But for the purpose that I bought it for, which was for reviewing, it's certainly worth it. And, you know, it's something that one of these days I might watch again and, you know, 10 years to look back. Who knows? But it's not something I'm going to be watching all the time, but it was something interesting to see. So it kept me entertained for the 80 minutes and 50 odd seconds that it that it ran. So, and it was quite fascinating to see a different point of view of things. So I think you'll enjoy it if you like the TV movie, if you're forgiving of the script that isn't perfect, and if you want to get to know the writer behind it a little bit more, and you want to get to know what an American convention is like, you certainly get that experience within this, because it's as much about the convention and the fans as it is about Matthew Jacobs, the writer. So kind of an interesting, fascinating take on all of that. So, and again, it's nice to see Paul McGann talk about things and Eric Roberts, Daphne Ashbrook, and a few of the other cast members are peppered in there, too, very briefly. So it's quite interesting. And we do have that meeting between Matthew Jacobs and Philip Siegel. They reunite after 20-odd years since the movie. So, yeah, it's quite interesting to hear their take on things. So give it a shot. You might enjoy it. You might enjoy it. I would give it probably a 3.5 TARDISes out of 5. So I think it's worthwhile. If you catch it on a bargain, you know, it's probably going to go down for a while. Wait a couple months and you're probably going to find it for less. I don't know if it's going to be released in America or not. Considering it takes place in America and has mostly got American fans in it, I would expect it would come out over here at some point, if it's not a part of a Blu-ray set at some point. It surely will come out in America at some point, but I haven't seen a release date for it or anything like that. But the Blu-ray is actually region-free. You can play it in an American player. I had no problems. So, give it a shot. Give it a shot. It's on Amazon.co.uk. You can pick it up now. And like I said, I got it for £13, whatever that translates to currently in American money, plus about $10 shipping, something like that. You can probably, like I said, if you wait a little while, a couple months, you can probably get it for a lot cheaper. I'm sure it'll come down in price. It's not one of those things that's going to be a highly sought after collectible, I'm sure. So it's bound to come down. So I would recommend it. I don't know if I highly recommend it, but I would recommend it. I think for the diehards, and if you really appreciate the TV movie, and if you appreciate, you know, conventions and that sort of thing, yeah, you'll probably enjoy this look at that stuff. And if you want to get to know Matthew Jacobs, the writer of the TV movie, a little bit better, then yeah, you'll enjoy it. So that's my take on it. Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Q Who. We'll be back with the season finale soon. My season 2 box set, the Blu-ray, the collection box set of season 2, the William Hartnell season, is coming soon. It's on its way. It actually is in America somewhere, as the tracking has told me, so I should have it any day now. And once I do and I've had a chance to peruse it, I will review that, and that will be our season finale of Q Who, which is coming your way soon. I hope you've enjoyed Q Who this year, and hope you look forward to the next one. I appreciate you guys listening. Thanks a lot. You know the drill. Please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.